Hello and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca with my good friend
John Nelson of OST Sports, from Atlanta but not in Atlanta.
Wow, you're from Atlanta but not in Atlanta. We'll get into it, why you're not in Atlanta, but take me through the week that was. Throw it in while I dream about in the snow here in Toronto being in San Diego.
Exactly. So before we go to break, obviously we'll get you caught up with the week that was in the National Lacrosse League. But this week's show is brought to you by the letter C. Chad Culp of the New England Black Wolves is with us. Chris Mooneyham, the radio voice of the Georgia Swarm, is with us. Chris Bushy from the Calgary Roughnecks is with us. And Corey Small from the Buffalo Bandits is with us. So it's a full show. He's Joe. I'm John. Here's the week that was. We'll be right back with OTB after this.
Rock with possession, crowd on their feet. Plants, fires, scores! And it is over! Adam Jones with his fifth of the night, and the Rock win at 11-10 in overtime.
Holman was out of position, and now a pickoff here from Lyle Thompson. All alone, one-on-one, shot, score! And that could be the finisher, Drew.
Yeah, and a great individual effort by Lyle. Playing defense to start the play, grabs the ball, and then puts a twister short side on Bold.
It's surprising with him that on the power play. I think that was Steve Rigolo.
Yeah.
The captain throwing it behind the back.
Matthews has it once again. Now it's Robinson and Connor Robinson.
Definitely, that's a good one. He's been working hard all night, you know, working lanes, creating space for everybody, and finally he's put one behind Scigliano, and definitely he's going to bring him into the game.
He's Taylor going to set it up. He gives to Bushy, shoots and scores. Chris Bushy continues to have a pretty hot hand for the Calgary Roughnecks. That's his fourth of his career, and the rookie continues to be impressive. As this power play shot just skips off the turf and beats his own work.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome back to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. Time to catch up with everything Georgia Swarm, and for that, we go to our list of experts, and we actually do have a list of experts where we go down, and it's not in alphabetical order. It's just listed there, and you have to find them.
the play-by-play voice on the radio side for Georgia Swarm, friend of the show, Chris Mooneyham. Moon, good to have you on OTB.
Johnny, good to be with you. It's been a long time, a whole 2 weeks.
Yes.
Since we've... How are you, buddy?
All right, man. Just one foot in front of the other, trying to figure out which one of me that I am. And let's talk Swarm a little bit. And the guys are 3-0 out of the blocks in the East, but they've been nail biters all the way across the board. And you got to see one against a very, very pesky first-year Vancouver side last weekend.
Yeah, first year rebranded the former Vancouver Stealth, now the Vancouver Warriors, brand new ownership group, the Canuck ownership group. Vancouver Canucks bought them out and changed the name, changed the leadership, and changed the roster. You know, if you don't mind if I start here, too, to talk about the game, I think a lot of people with varying opinions about the game last weekend, which was a 10-8 Swarm victory for those who have not seen yet. Where the Swarm scored four unanswered goals to come back from an 8-6 deficit to win. I think some people saying, well, maybe the Georgia Swarm are not as good as we thought they were. And then the other side saying, well, here's Vancouver losing again. This is what we've expected. But I don't think either of those points are true, with all due respect. I think what you saw was a plain old-fashioned professional sporting match where one team that was a little undermanned stepped up, played a very good ball game, and then a very good team that is a championship contender, talking about the Swarm, of course, they didn't play their best ball game. There's no doubt about that. But they played well when they had to. What was it Bill Walsh used to say? One of my favorite quotes, the old football coach, the 49ers and Stanford and so on and so forth. He said that great teams and great players are not always great. They're just great when they have to be. But Vancouver played well. They're certainly going to be better than 2-16, which is where they were last year. And I think the Swarm will still be a championship contender.
Looking at, I mean, and the getting tested the way that the Swarm have, you know, on the road, getting one from someone named Thompson to get the Duke, and then getting through these matches. I think early in the year, getting wins like they're getting only will make them stronger and more sure of themselves as we get toward the quarter pole and get toward the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's wins like this that you have to have. Look, the Swarm, they're returning a lot of talent from last year's squad that ended in a disappointing way. That season did, of course, in the playoffs, the upset. But they still have some new pieces that are plugging in. Holden Cotone, the kid they got from Calgary in the trade last year. It was number 5 overall pick in 2016, a kid who's trying to figure things out. They got a rookie named Joel Tinney. Of course, they've got a rookie named Brendan Bomberry, who had quite the ball game. Against Vancouver. So they still have some things they're trying to figure out. There's no question about that. To get these early wins, these close wins, the one goal, last half-minute victory versus Toronto in the opener, and now this one, where at one point they were down 6-3, John. They were down 8-6 and then scored the four unanswered goals to win it. It's big. It's very, very big. And didn't get a whole ton of production, by the way, from their biggest players.
So when you see a team that has the pedigree that Georgia has, down twice the way that they were, what was it like for you up in the booth to kind of see the game play out the way that it did as you're calling it? I know that there are times when we're play-by-play guys and we sit there and we see games fall out certain ways in front of us, but for a team that is as established as Georgia is to be down the way that they were at home and have to dig themselves out of a hole like they did and end up getting the Duke, what's it like to see that from the crow's nest?
Well, it was really something. My first call, by the way, I just received the job a few weeks ago, third game of the season, second home game. So my first call for the Swarm, and it was really, by the way, if you ever had the chance to take in a game at Infinite Energy Arena here in Metro Atlanta, it is quite the scene.
Excellent plug, sir.
yes, indeed. And you can hear all of our games on the radio at the SportsX, 1230 a.m. and 106.3 FM.
Yeah. There you go.
But in all seriousness, to see the game unfold, look, quarter two was where, quite frankly, the Swarm, they were teetering, if we're all just being frank. Vancouver scored four consecutive goals. They had that 6-3 lead, as I mentioned. Their offense was stagnant at the start. But then just towards the end of the first quarter, end of the second quarter, and certainly at the beginning of the third quarter, they were playing a very physical brand of lacrosse. Extra checking, if you will, checking that maybe was not even necessary in certain spots to frustrate the potentially high-scoring Swarm roster. And man alive, did it work. And then Jordan McBride comes to life, scores two goals in that second quarter. Keegan Ball had an amazing ball game, a kid who they're wondering exactly what he can be, a third-year player who had, I think, 16 points as a career high in his rookie year. Well, all he did was go out and score three goals and have two assists in this game. And so at that point, it's 6-3, and they're beating the Swarm up, frankly. And we talked about it on the air. Brandon Joseph is my broadcast partner, and Brandon and I were talking about it. Look, the Swarm are in a little bit of trouble here, and we still got a whole half to play. But then the Swarm scored two goals right at the end of the second quarter, get it to 6-5 going to the half, and you started to see the momentum shift. And then in the third and fourth quarters, Vancouver had a grand total of 17 shots and went scoreless over the last, and I've got the numbers here in front of me, 15 minutes, maybe 17 minutes. Yeah, 16, almost 17 minutes of game action. That's when the Swarm stepped up.
To see that defense clamp down the way that they did against Vancouver, and I know that a lot of folks will make issue of the fact that the Warriors had to come out and play coming from one coast all the way to the other, and we get into it with players on the show a lot about how they're all spread to the four winds anyway, then they have to congregate and reacquaint themselves with each other on the fly and then get things done. Was fatigue a factor in the third and fourth quarter for Vancouver from your perspective, or was it the clamping down defensively for Georgia, or a combination, or somewhere in between?
I spoke to Chris Gill after the match, and he said he did not believe that was a factor. He just thinks that they got away from their game plan a little bit. And I asked him, I said, you guys were so physical in the second and third quarter. And I brought out the reference that I did a moment ago where they were physical even in situations where they didn't need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can be such a physical sport at times. And so they were really trying to show their mettle. And even really, and this is going to sound strange, but, you know, sometimes teams that aren't necessarily physical, they'll try to play a brand of physical game, whatever the sport is, just to show that they're not intimidated. And they did that in that second and third quarter to kind of, I think, throw the Swarm off a little bit, and it certainly worked. I don't think it was fatigue. I think that the Swarm really just, to their credit, started to I hate to use the phrase wake up because that's so cliched, but maybe they just came to life. They just woke up in the late third quarter and fourth quarter.
And the team comes out of the blocks the way that they have. Obviously, you mentioned the upset in the playoffs last year and then going at it and going the distance with Saskatchewan to get the title a couple seasons back. What's it like for you to be around this team whose expectation level is to be in that last series of the year, regardless of what week of the season we're talking about? They're looking at taking every game and making that a step toward going to that last series of the year once again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. That's exactly the way I would describe it as well. I had the chance to see them twice during the week. Very vocal team, businesslike, however. Settled, relaxed, maybe would be a phrase to use as well. Expectations, certainly. At the same time, I think they recognize that they're trying to still figure out some guys, fit some guys into certain roles, like Bomberry. Again, the rookie, number 7 overall draft pick. He was part of that trade, some of you will remember, with Calgary, where Jesse King went to Calgary. Holden Cotone came over from Calgary, or Calgary if you prefer, and obviously some people do. And then Bomberry was the result of the number 7 overall pick in that trade. Bomberry comes out. You didn't know exactly what you're going to have out of him. He didn't play a whole ton of minutes in the first two ball games. And then he goes out in this ball game and has three goals, and a couple of which were just absolutely wicked shots if you had the chance to see the replay of a couple of his goals. So still trying to figure out a few guys and their specific roles. But for the most part, this team is very comfortable with where they're at and their expectations. And I don't know about you, John, but I would still put them on the very short list of favorites, two, maybe three teams, as on the one line, the A line, as far as the favorites to win the title.
Yeah, and quoting one of the great orators that I like to reference a lot, Ric Flair, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And right now, for me, on the A line, it is Saskatchewan, and it is the Swarm right now. It's going to be a road trip for the Swarm this weekend, heading up to Wells Fargo to take on the new version of the Philadelphia Wings, I guess Wings 2.0. And right, in the last segment of the show, Joe Pasek and I, we do predictions. So give me a prediction, And we'll throw you into the mix here along with Renee Washington from the league office, who's been on with us at times. So give me a prediction, and maybe you can do better than my 29% accuracy level. What do you expect?
Is that what you're running so far, is 29%?
That's what Joe says anyway. Joe likes to say that he's about 80% and I'm 20%. And so I think it's somewhere in between, but I don't do math very well.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, when we worked together? So
no math on the show either.
No. I leave that to my wife. She was a math major, as a matter of fact. I think the big thing for Philadelphia is going to be their defensive prowess. They're going to have to play a far better brand of defense than they played so far in their three contests. For those that don't know, they're 0-3 right now, sitting in the cellar of the Eastern Division. They've given up, if memory serves, 40, 41, 42 goals, I think, so far in the three contests. So, again, I'll let you all do the math.
14.
Yes, something like that. About that. And they're going to, in my opinion, they cannot give up 14 goals. They've also only scored 34, if memory serves, so far. They cannot give up 14 goals to the Swarm. They will never win this match if they do that. I would say that the Swarm get to 12. I would expect a 12-9 final, something in that area. But I would absolutely expect a Swarm victory.
There you go. So one more time, the subtle plug. Chris, go for it.
They'll be in Philadelphia. Of course, the Swarm will not have the radio broadcast. Next time you can hear us on the SportsX here in the local Atlanta area on 1230 AM, 1340 AM as well, 106.3 FM and 103.7 FM will be the Battle of the Champions, as it's being branded now across the league, the Battle of Champions between Atlanta and Georgia and Saskatchewan here in Metro Atlanta, taking place on the 27th. I think we're looking at a 4:05 opening faceoff, if memory serves. That should be incredibly interesting.
Chris Mooneyham, play-by-play voice of the Georgia Swarm on the SportsX. Thanks for pulling back the curtain for us. We'll be keeping an eye on everything with you, and we'll be dialing you up as the season goes along. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Outside the Box.
Thank you, Nelly. Good being back on with you.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue our tour of the National Lacrosse League. You're listening to OTB on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinski at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinski is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as legal elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Outcome proved, right, that, you know, you're never out of it, especially in a game of lacrosse. You know, you could be down 6 or 7 and still potentially, you know, go on a run of your own and come back and win the game. So, you know, that's what good teams do. They never panic and, you know, they stay the course and, you know, they usually come out on the good side.
All right. This week, beginning, well, Saturday, all the matches are and at 7 o'clock, Georgia into Philadelphia, 9, The Rock into Colorado, 9 also, your team, New England, into Calgary, and 2 games at 10, Saskatchewan, Vancouver, Rochester, San Diego. Let's first start off with your team, New England, heading over to Calgary. Is it always, you know, we always hear East Coast team going to West Coast. There's always certain, you know, it takes them to adjust in the first quarter or whatever. Is that a big thing? As a former player, do you find that as always traveling, you know, to Calgary, Vancouver, Saskatchewan?
Yeah, like it's not the, you know, it's not easy doing that, going across, you know, you get a bit of jet lag and then, you know, I don't think New England's going to have a practice there Friday night, but they'll have their shoot around and that. But yeah, adjusting to the time change is always a little difficult, but you know, everybody's got to deal with it, like especially the East teams going West. So, you know, you just hopefully you have a good morning shoot around, you know, so the boys will get their legs warmed up and, you know, try to get that jet lag kind of out in the morning and then go have a good, decent lunch and a good rest at the hotel and get primed for the game. So, you know, it's probably a little bit of an advantage for the Western team, but, you know, everybody's got to do it.
Now, let's conversely, I just want to know, because you're a player, when the team from, let's say if you're playing in Colorado or like San Diego, LA Chargers, going to New England or whatever, when a team comes from west to east, it doesn't seem like it's sort of that much of a situation.
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like maybe, okay, especially going out to Vancouver, right? You're doing a 7 o'clock game and it's really, you know, 10 o'clock back home.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe your body just, you know, is in the routine of, you know, say, you know, my bedtime's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So maybe you're out there yawning a little bit going, oh man, it's my bedtime. You're not. But all seriousness, like, you know, it's just a little later for the Eastern to travel out west as opposed to the west coming east. You know, if they play a 7 o'clock game here, you know, it's only 4 o'clock western time. So I don't know, that might be a little bit of an advantage, but I don't know, who knows.
All right, so let's talk about the two sort of expansion teams. Philadelphia, they play at home against Georgia, and San Diego, their first matchup at home against Rochester. Can they get off and win a game here? Who, you know, I think Rochester, San Diego being it's the first game in San Diego, that can help them, and maybe they could surprise Rochester.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know Rochester, like knows that San Diego is a pretty good team. So, and then I also see Rochester, especially how they got beat against their, you know, the rivals of the Bandits. You know, I know they probably don't have a good taste in their mouth. So, you know, San Diego being a home opener, you know, they could, you know, get some, you know, extra adrenaline from the fans and there. But I expect it to be a good hard-fought battle. You know, that's a tough one to pick. I think either team is definitely, you know, you could say that with any game, you know, anybody can win. But that's a tough one to pick. I don't know which way I would lean. As far as Philly, you know, they 0-3, lost, you know, a close one last week. You know, so I feel like they probably got a bitter taste in their mouth. Georgia coming in, you know, I believe they haven't lost yet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, they'll look to, you know, feed off the Philly fans and, you know, to, you know, stop the Georgia from, you know, going still undefeated. So I think Philly, and I'm going to go San Diego.
Okay. All right. So that I got to ask you, because last week we talked about your team, the Indianapolis Colts. They went into Houston and beat Houston easily. The easiest game of the weekend. All right. So this week in the divisional play, I know this is National Lacrosse League, but we got to talk NFL. Everybody's an NFL fan. All right. So what do you think about this week?
Well, obviously I like our chances. You know, we're obviously going against, you know, one of the best offenses in the NFL, but our defense is coming on really good since the last 11 games. I think they're the number one scoring defense in the NFL. So I like that. And then I like that KC's defense is the worst in the NFL. So I'm liking our odds. I know going into Arrowhead's a tough place to play. You know what, I like our chances. So I'm excited for that game for sure.
And you know, always KC sort of coughs it up or chokes during the playoffs.
They've struggled. Andy Reid's not, you know, he hasn't had that much success as he does in the regular season in the playoffs. So I'm hoping that helps us out too.
And especially for the other side, can LA Chargers defeat Tom Brady, your call? Because New England, right? So
I hope so. Especially, you know, Peyton Manning was, you know, one of the reasons I'm a Colts fan. And him and Tom Brady, you know, had multiple battles. So, you know what? It's hard to argue with Tom Brady be one of the best quarterbacks, but I just can't like them for some reason. I can't.
So, I hope they lose. I'm going to see if you're going to see the company line. What's more important to you, a New England Black Wolves victory or an Indianapolis Colts victory? Don't say both. Do not say both.
I got to say both.
All right. That's Chad Culp, the scout for the New England Black Wolves. Chad will be back here next week for more Outside the Box. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Now, thanks for having me, Joseph.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as Legal Elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus. And Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Jason Wright can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give Jason a call at 678-568-6871 or reach him on Facebook at Jason Wright Agency. Coverages vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome back to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. Time to take another trip to Buffalo. And time to catch up with Corey Small after a dominating effort on both sides of the ball. Corey, welcome back to OTB for year two.
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, 13-4 the final. When was the last time that you got to witness a defensive effort like the one that you got to see this past weekend?
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever... I can't think of a time in my NHL career where a team only scored four goals. That's pretty few and far between. And I, you know what, I'd have to go back to probably my junior days or minor lacrosse days to see something like that. So, and I think that would go for a lot of guys in this league. So that just kind of speaks to what kind of defensive effort we put forward and, you know, how stellar Matt Vince was in that.
See, now you're reading all of my questions and you're reading my Cliff's notes here, because my question coming out of the blocks was going to be about defense and Vino specifically, who stops 55 of 59. He was on his head.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of times when you see low scoring games like that, usually the defense has done a really good job keeping shots to the outside, which they did definitely, but there was 100% some highlight reel saves in that game by Vino. I think specifically there was like a rebound and then a shot that came off the glass to wide open guy in front of the net. And he made like a stick save where, you know what, I can't remember who the shooter was, but they had the whole net to shoot at. And it was one of those games where, you know, we didn't give them tons and tons of great opportunities, but when they got them, he was unbelievable. So just a combination of great defense and great goaltending.
And offensively, let me take this piecemeal first and foremost. You got on the board with 2-2 on 12 shots. Go through your goals for me and what you were seeing as you were putting the ball in the back of the net.
Honestly, I think both mine were power play goals. So, the first one, I think we ran a play that didn't work, and can't remember who it was on the offense there. We kind of called something on the fly, and honestly, we just have so many threats up front, especially on our power play, that you know, when guys like Byrne or Evie or Daner kind of wind up to shoot, they draw so much attention. And basically, I believe the play was for Josh to shoot the ball, and the way the defense and goaltending reacted, he made a smart play to pass it to me. And, you know, usually in those situations when you're drawing the defense out and the goaltender out, as a shooter, you're just looking to get a quick release because you know the goalie's going to have to react back to the net. And so my first one, I basically just got a pass from Burnsy, and I was just looking to do a quick stick and found the opening five hole on good leaf. And the second one, you know, we just had some scouting on him that he might struggle a little bit with overhand shots high to low. So that's basically all I did. I just had, a nice pass from Byrne, a little backhand pass. He was able to draw two of the defenders to him up front and gave me an open look to the net. And I just did a overhand high to low that found some space in the net.
And you mentioned having guys like Josh and Dana, and there's a term that we use, I guess it's positional gravity, where when you have players of a certain ability or and a certain reputation, is that players are drawn to make sure that individual doesn't get what you're used to seeing, and that leaves other folks open and to benefit from that. And to that point, 8 different guys put the ball in the back of the net for you in the game.
Yeah, you know, we have so much depth in our team. Our offense, you're going to have a different guy each night that's going to have going to produce. I mean, usually the way the first few games have gone, there's been one or two guys that produce, you know, over 3 goals a game. But I think last game you saw more of a balanced attack where, you know, I had a couple. I believe Dane had a couple, and Evans and Dirty had a couple. And then obviously when you've got guys like Priolo hitting some in transition, like that, those are backbreakers for teams. I mean, when you look at a game, especially a tight game, we were, I believe it was 5-2 at half or 4-2, and Steve hit a breakaway transition goal going into halftime, and you know those are huge momentum swings for us when that happens. And you know, we've got guys at the back end that can score, and when we can get those guys scoring in transition, it's usually going to be a good night for us.
Corey Small hanging out with us here on Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca, talking the 13-4 win over Rochester last week. You're 3-1 out of the blocks. Where do you think you guys are right now as a team as you look at things?
You know what? We have enough talent to be a really strong team and finish top of the East. Obviously, for us, the important thing is to be consistent with our play and play full 60 minutes each night. And, you know, we struggled in Toronto where we kind of got away from our game plan. And I think we just got to stay focused as a team and realize that things aren't always going to come easy, but we definitely have the talent to be a contender this year. And I think kind of our mentality is just take it week by week, not try to overthink the big picture, and just kind of or deal with the task at hand and take advantage of the opportunities we have. So right now we're in a bye week, but we're looking at Philadelphia at home in 2 weeks. So, you know, that's a huge opportunity for us to get a little bit further ahead in the standings and into our record. So right now that's the focus, is just Philadelphia.
And you mentioned the bye week. When you're in a rhythm like you guys seem to be right now, is this a good thing or a bad thing this early in the season?
I guess time will tell. I've been on both sides of it, where, you know, sometimes the bye week gives you a little more hunger to get back out there and play, and sometimes the bye week can kind of put you in a lull where you've been when you've been playing well. So I know our group's real focused. It's funny, you get the Snapchats every day. Guys are in the gym working hard. So we're a team that's going to hold each other accountable and make sure that, you know, this next 2 weeks here isn't going to be basically a vacation. We're going to all make sure we're in the gym working hard. We've got a practice scheduled this weekend as well. So we're going to do what we can to make sure we're still going to be riding the high going into our game against Philadelphia. And, you know, it's too early in the season to kind of take the foot off the gas. Not that you ever want to, but, you know, these wins in the early part of the season are super important, just as much as the ones in the end.
So then let me ask you this. When you look at the rest of the East, what do you see right now?
It's going to be tight. I mean, obviously Toronto's playing well. Georgia's playing really well. You know, I think when we play Philadelphia next week, it's going to be a different team, obviously adding Crowley to the lineup. And, you know, they came off a pretty devastating overtime loss to Toronto where they were right in that game to the very end and probably should have won. I mean, New England's playing well. You know, the thing with our league is every team is so talented and so deep that any given night, any team can win. There's just so much parity. So it's a toss-up. You know, talking to the guys last year in Buffalo, they finished, I think, 500 or just below 500, and they were only one win out of second place. So, and they didn't end up making the playoffs. So it's really a crapshoot of who's going to finish where, and it's important to get these games early in the season and set ourselves up for the end of the regular season.
Well, Corey, keep Snapchatting all of the locker room stuff and the weight room stuff with all of your teammates over the bye week. Enjoy the bye as much as you can enjoy it. And congrats on getting out of the blocks 3-1. And thanks for hanging out with us on OTB.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me again.
When we come back, the tour around the National Lacrosse League continues. You're listening to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. We'll be back in 2-2.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
We know that every driver is different, and a one-size-policy does not fit all. That's why Country Financial offers a variety of discounts, so you get the coverage you need and the savings you deserve. From good driver to good student, multi-policy to multi-car, we've got a discount to suit every driver. Call Jason Wright at 678-568-6871 today to see what you could save. On Facebook at Jason Wright Agency, or by phone at 678-568-6871. Discounts vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as Legal Elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Welcome back to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. Time to catch up with, it seems like almost a weekly visit with the Calgary Roughnecks. And Chris, obviously that means it's a good thing because you ball, you get the call, and we're calling you back. Congratulations now that the team's at 3-1.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Chris Bushy, by the way, what's it like being in the league, hitting the ground running as you have?
I mean, it's been a dream of mine for as long as I can remember to play professional lacrosse. And, I was a little bit of a late signing with Calgary. So I had signed, I guess, three days before the home opener. And, I mean, got into town and just had to get acquainted really quickly. But we lost that first game, and it was nice for us to get these 3 wins. I think like hitting the ground running, at least for me, it's been these last 4 weeks have kind of morphed into one kind of ordeal, but it's been nothing but good for everybody and good for me.
Okay. So wait a second. You hit the ground running literally 3 days before that first game.
I think it might've been, yeah, 3 days. Yeah. I flew out after I signed with the team. I was drafted in 2017 by Saskatchewan. That didn't work out. I had one more year left of junior too to finish after that. So I did that, signed with Buffalo in the off season. Went to camp with them for 2 weeks. That didn't work out. There's a few things of the midweek practices I couldn't attend based on the fact that I'm in my fourth year of school at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. So I couldn't make that. And yeah, I got an opportunity. Kurt Malewski and Mike Board gave me a call and offered me a spot. So I took it. Yeah, and then flew out 3 days later for the home opener.
So are you still trying to get your sea legs? I know you mentioned, you know, kind of integrating with everybody kind of on the fly, but are you still trying to get your sea legs about you with everything Calgary, or have you finally hit a rhythm?
I think this last game in Colorado, in Denver, I think that's when it kind of been game. That's when I kind of took a deep breath on the bench and realized that, I did find that rhythm. I wasn't very nervous going into the game. So I knew that was kind of like a tell-all sign that I've kind of started to get more comfortable. And I think as an offensive unit, the way we played and just my own point of view from the game, like from where I was standing on the bench or on the floor, I mean, we all looked comfortable, which made me feel comfortable. So and it showed for everybody and me as well. So I think, yeah, this past weekend, kind of four games in, I kind of said, I remember saying to my dad and my mom, I said, I mean, it's going to take two or three, maybe four games to get into the groove, just because we were only playing one game a week, right? So, but yeah, that's it's for sure. I've calmed down a bit. My nerves are good, and yeah, it's all good now.
A goal and two assists in the 11-8 win over the Mammoth last weekend. Do you have the ball that you scored the goal with?
For this last game?
Yeah.
No, I do not. I scored in the home opener, my first NLL goal. I have that all set up in a plaque at home.
There you go. Okay. Didn't know if you did road goal and away goal, or it's like all those different milestones you have.
Yeah, that was my road goal, I guess. Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
So?
I didn't grab that ball.
Well, okay. Well, I think you need to talk to the equipment managers to try to reclaim that thing. But
how
difficult is it? And you mentioned being in year four. How difficult is it for you to balance studies and travel and playing professionally? Because in talking to some of the guys in shows past who are veterans who have, you know, real jobs, and they are doing what they do during the week, then they're hopping on a plane, you guys kind of get to see each other maybe the day before, maybe the morning of, in some situations if travel's difficult. How difficult is it for you to balance being year four plus being a professional athlete and having to travel from Kingston, Ontario to wherever?
I mean, it is difficult in the sense that the time management has to be there. You know, gladly enough, I go to an amazing school that accommodates athletes very well. So, I mean, I was able to condense my class schedule and find courses that worked for me Monday to Wednesday. So I have Thursdays and Fridays off to kind of do my thing, get ready for my traveling to accommodate all that stuff. But honestly, it's playing sports your whole life. I mean, started playing hockey at 5, lacrosse at 6, always balanced the school and sport kind of thing. And haven't really found it to be overwhelming yet. I'm sure it'll get there to a point, but I mean, it's like I said, it's been a dream of mine. So I do anything to accommodate on pace to graduate in 4 months. So I'm not going to let that slip through my fingers either. So, I mean, it's all about time management for me, but I think I have the hang of it already from prior years. So yeah, it's all good right now.
What's your class load?
I have about 5 courses this semester. So about 25 hours of class from Monday to Wednesday.
What are you taking?
I'm a political science major.
Okay. As was I. So, what classes are you taking this go around to finish up the degree?
My core courses are Canadian foreign policy and politics of war, which is my two core classes this semester.
Okay, so politics of war, how much of that is Sun Tzu and how much of that can you apply to life as an athlete?
I don't know. I mean, the first day of the new semester was today, actually, and I haven't actually touched on that class yet. I think my first go at that class is tomorrow morning, but I think just being a student and learning new things applies to being an athlete as well. You know, I get to the rink and I'm now in front of, you know, all these great lacrosse minds, just as in the classroom, I'm in front of all these, you know, being taught by people that have had so much experience in the field that they teach in. You know, so on the bench, and I listen to Mouse, Kurt Mahosky talk to me about a play, and it's like it's really unbelievable the way that people who, you know, it's how people who have so much experience in their respective fields can impact someone like myself, you know. So I'm like a sponge in all areas of my life right now, you know. Rookie in the NLL, I'm soaking everything up as much as I can, and then obviously in the classroom you got to take your notes and do well on your tests. So yeah.
Okay. Chris Bushy, Calgary Roughnecks, hanging out with us for another couple of minutes here on Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. So you mentioned being the rookie. Have the veterans given the rookie, how do we phrase this colorfully? Have you been given any added responsibilities so far as the rookie on the roster?
Not so much. I think the way pro sports are going now, people are understanding they're being more progressive about it. We don't, there's no hazing or anything.
You don't have to pick up tabs or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, no, God, no. I mean, that's the one thing that I didn't even expect to be a thing going in. That might be different in the NFL or NHL or NBA. You know, everyone's making big money. But, no, I mean, like, picking up stuff in the room, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, unloading the bus, just little tasks like that. I got to, on the way back, actually, I just got the old carousel, baggage carousel trick. You know, my equipment was scattered everywhere going around on the roundabout. Put it back in the bag, but it's fun stuff like that. You know, I've been a rookie in before, my first year at Queens as a lacrosse player at the university, and then my first year junior, and it's a good time. I have nothing bad to say about being a rookie, even at that time or even now. It's great to have that little piece of you that's different from other people. Look at you like the kid, the rookie. It's kind of nice.
Going back to the game really quickly, I know that you've got New England coming up this weekend to try to get your fourth win in a five. It was 11-8, and I think it says a lot about where you guys are coming out of the blocks in the first four games that seven different guys scored for Calgary in the win.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of teams really have set offensive, you know, plays and stuff like that. But what my experience in lacrosse has been is that even in junior, a lot of teams focus on a few specific players, and you know that might be true for us as well. We got obviously Reese Dutch and Dane Doby carrying us heavily, but I mean it's all about everybody doing their part and chipping in a little bit. So I mean you get guys that can play unselfishly like we have even the game we lost. I mean, I felt we weren't playing selfishly at all, and I think it shows on the scoreboard when you can put up good numbers and win games, because it does hurt teams when, you know, there's individual plays that happen. It can really hurt a team. So I think we've done the biggest thing I've noticed, that we've done a great job at just sharing the wealth a little bit and all doing our part.
All right. Last random question for you, and thanks for being such a good sport in all of this. Obviously, when you mention Kingston, Ontario, to me, the first thing that pops into my head is the Tragically Hip. As a Hip fan, are you?
Absolutely. Best band ever. Yeah, we listen to a lot of it here. Not too familiar with the band coming into Queens 4 years ago, but definitely on every one of my playlists now.
Give me your top five tunes.
Top five tunes?
Yeah.
I mean, the classic, the classics, Bob Cajun, Twist My Arm, Wheat Kings. What else we got?
Courage, Ahead by a Century.
Ahead by a Century and New Orleans is thinking. Those would be my top five.
Okay, because just wanted to check. You know, anytime there's a Kingston reference in the show, I have to go down the trip road. So.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
I have to go down that hip road. Well, Chris, thanks for being such a great sport. Thanks for opening up a lot of different doors for us when it comes to Calgary. Congrats on the hot start at 3-1. Good luck against New England this weekend, and thanks for being with us here on OTB.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, we come back. The road around the National Lacrosse League continues. You're listening to Outside the Box on the OSG Sports Radio Network and barnburner.ca. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume. Yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative. And that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
We know that every driver is different, and a one-size-policy does not fit all. That's why Country Financial offers a variety of discounts, so you get the coverage you need and the savings you deserve. From good driver to good student, multi-policy to multi-car, we've got a discount to suit every driver. Call Jason Wright at 678-568-6871 today to see what you could save. On Facebook at Jason Wright Agency, or by phone at 678-568-6871. Discounts vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Soccer Down Here is sponsored by Apolinsky & Associates, LLC, personal injury lawyers with over 30 years of experience. Call Steve Apolinsky at 518-350-4231 or email him at steve@aa-legal.com if you need help with a wrongful death or serious injury matter. Steve Apolinsky is rated one of the top 100 trial attorneys in Georgia, recognized as Legal Elite by Georgia Trend magazine for being one of the most effective lawyers in Georgia.
Welcome back to Outside the Box, Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. By the way, you could hear Outside the Box on barnburner.ca, also on OSG Sports app, which is available on iTunes and Google Play, and also on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. Now, John, I was thinking, we talked to our good friend Renee Washington from the NLL, I was thinking I would be perfect once again to start 2019. Perfect. I was almost so close. I was 4-0, and they needed a victory by Colorado. Colorado, I hate you guys. I finished 4-1. I think you finished 4-1 also.
That sounds about right. And Renee for the season, I think, is 8-8, as she's keeping us posted on everything that she's doing. So she is second in the league table behind you and above me.
Yes. And by the way, I think I'm 12-4. 12-4, 80%, John.
But not perfect.
You know what? Last year I clicked at 82%. I'm slightly behind.
75%. It's not 80.
Oh, 75, whatever. You know what? It's the snow. It blurred my eyes. All right. Let's get to the action.
Using metric.
Yes, I'm
the
using
exchange rate.
Ask Antonio Davis about metric. Anyways, let's get to the action. It's time for the prediction. We should have a sounder every time for the predictions. Mr. Perfect.
Predictions.
Yes, very good sound. All right. All matches will be played on Saturday, January 12th. All right, 7 p.m., Georgia into Philadelphia. Georgia 3-0, Philadelphia 0-3. Does Philadelphia come off the schneid, John Nelson?
The answer to that is no. In the Chris Mooneyham segment, he had it pretty much in the 12-9 range, but I'll go with the averages that have gone on offensively and defensively so far this season. So I'll go 14-11, Georgia Swarm.
13-10, Georgia Swarm. Now, 9 p.m., the New England Black Wolves, scout Chad Culp, who's on every week outside the box here, against the Calgary Roughnecks in Calgary at 9 p.m. John Freeman Nelson, your choice.
I'll go with Calgary in this one. I think that it's going to be a long road trip, even though we've seen what New England has been able to do against Saskatchewan. I'll go with Calgary at home, probably somewhere in the 16-12 range.
New England is going to be the second team that loses this week, named New England. There, NFL. I hate the Patriots. Patriots will lose also. Calgary will win 16-10. All right? So we got another match at 9 p.m. The Toronto Rock take on the Colorado Mammoth in Colorado. Go ahead, John.
I'll go with the home team this time. I think that Colorado gets off the schneid as a team that needs to get off the schneid. So I'll go 14-12, Colorado.
You know, I'm from Toronto. I always go for the Toronto Rock. But this week, no way, because the Toronto Rock do not play good when they play out west. I'm calling. Well, is this 3 for 3? Or do we match here? Okay, so I'm gonna go with Colorado, but hopefully Toronto Rock wins. If I lose this game, it doesn't matter. I win. But Colorado will win a nail biter, 12-10. Now, two matchups at 10 p.m., Saskatchewan into Vancouver, John Freeman Nelson.
I think until further notice, Saskatchewan is just going to be very, very angry. I'm looking probably 18-12 Saskatchewan.
We're 4 for 4. I think 17-10 Saskatchewan gets the victory over Vancouver. Now, the last matchup of the weekend and San Diego's first game at home, I believe this season, they're 1-2. It will be Rochester into San Diego, John Freeman Nelson.
And I'll go with the home team again. I just think that it's going to be a long ride for Rochester, and especially as offensively challenged as they were last week against Buffalo. I think it's just a combination of factors. You know, when you have a goalie on his head like Vino was last week, and I think it's probably going to hang inside the helmets of the Nighthawks. So I'll go with San Diego at home, and I think it'll be a tight one, but I'll probably go 13-9.
We're going to go 5 for 5. I agree with you.
Wow.
Either you're starting to get smart in your old age, or you really, or else this is going to be my worst week ever. I'm going San Diego will win another nail biter, maybe even in overtime, 9-8. So five matchups all on Saturday. And next week we got all three games, all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, John, we're going to close it out. I closed it out with Chad Kolb's favorite team, the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL. You know, it's the divisional round in the NFL. I'm not going to go give me your picks or whatever, because you can hear it on Barn Burner and all that and OSG Network. But give me one team that will surprise in the divisional round.
I don't know. Well, let's see. I mean, it would have to be Indianapolis by default, because I think that the Saints are going to win. I think the Rams are going to win. And I think that the Patriots are going to win. So I think by default, it's going to have to be Indianapolis.
Again, you're missing the boat. The Chargers, the LA Superchargers, like you call them, the Carson Chargers, will roll over that has been, never was.
Nah.
That old timer whose wife is pretty good. But anyways, Tom Brady. Let's hope. Do you really want to see New England in the AFC Championship game and possibly in the Super Bowl? No. Come on. It's 2019, John. It's 2019. We got to have the new blood. What happened to your team from Atlanta?
They're not my team, first and foremost. And
well, you're out of Atlanta.
My team is the Carson Chargers, and I'm always waiting for the team to kind of fall down around itself. So I'm always waiting for that moment, and until I'm proven otherwise, I'm going to have that gray cloud schleprockish kind of moment when it comes to my Carson Chargers. I just don't see it.
What kind of fan are you if you're not voting for your team?
Realistic.
Realistic. All right, let's get to it. We got the picks. Everybody have a great weekend. And me, I could say this for the first time in the history of Outside the Box. If I go perfect this week, John is going to go perfect. So that is, you know what? I'm changing my pick. I cannot go the same like you, because no way I'll be perfect. Because like Dave Steve said, tomorrow I'll be perfect. Dave Steve, of course, Toronto Blue Jays former player, threw a no-hitter. Now, I'm going to change it. I'm going to change. Instead of Colorado, I'm picking the Toronto Rock. I'm going to go perfect. You're going to be 4-1 again. Which is not bad. Not bad. All right, John. I'm going to slurp on my Starbucks coffee and think about San Diego. You close it out.
For Chad Culp, for Chris Bushy, for Chris Mooneyham, and for Corey Small, and for you, and for the National Lacrosse League. Thanks once again to our friends at the National Lacrosse League and BR Live for dropping the highlights with us that we get to show you every single week and let you get caught up to how things are. He's Joe. I'm John. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy the game.